Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. I found myself in a near-death experience over the weekend.
Did you? What?
Okay, it wasn't that dramatic, but it did feel like it. You know that sound that you just made, Dino, at the start when you went, oh, that's what I was like, that. And did a little bit of, so went up to the Blue Mountains on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a long trip. It's about 2 hours.
Yeah.
And about halfway there, when we got to the bottom of the Blue Mountains, I was like, I really need to go to the bathroom. But I might just hold out till we get to the Hydro Majestic up the top of the hill. I mean, how big can this hill be? It's a big hill.
When were you last in the Blue Mountains?
I know.
This is a rookie mistake.
It's been a while. Dead. And I thought, I'll hold on. And there was a point where I was like, I can't hold on. I need to find the closest toilet, the closest service station. Now, I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I've got a little bit of a thing when it comes to toilets. I don't like to touch anything.
Oh,
nice. When I go into the toilet, I like to use toilet paper to put on the toilet seat.
Yep.
And then when I leave, I need to get a paper towel to turn off the tap, and I use that paper towel to open the door. Or if I don't have a paper towel, I'll have to wait till someone opens a door so I can grab it with my elbow.
Wow.
And then get... I don't like to touch anything.
And people think I've got issues. people say, oh, you got OCD and you're like a... germaphobe and all. I'm not. Clearly, I'm actually all right.
But the thing is, too, I don't like... So that's what I do with any toilet, any public toilet.
Wow.
Service station toilets are a whole other level.
Wow.
We all know what they're like. They're disgusting. There's generally no service station toilet that's nice. As you know, it's around the side, out the back. It's got that dodgy, you know, like flickering light when you're going there. It has not been cleaned since the late 90s.
And the key that's massive been chained key. To a piece of wood.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. This one that I have was like a hubcap. Oh. I'm like, that's huge. Well, you're not going to lose that, are you?
Did you say to Milko, hand me the hazmat
shoe? I felt like I needed that. So I went in there and I had the key and I unlocked the door and I went into the toilet and I put the key down and the toilet was, as expected, it was mank.
Like so out of Trainspotting.
Yeah, that's right. It was a Trainspotting toilet. That's exactly what I thought it was. So I'm in there and I've gone to the toilet and then halfway through the toilet experience... the light went out. So I was in pitch black. I could not see a thing. And I'm like, what the heck is... Hello! Help! But then I'm in that position where I can't see a thing. So I had to feel my way out of the toilet. This is a person that doesn't like to touch anything. I had to feel my way on the wall to find the toilet paper. I got that. And then I had to feel my way to actually find the sink. I was touching things. Like, there were slimy things. I felt like it was a scene out of Alien. I don't know what I was putting my hands into. And then I finally, like, found the tap and all that. And I couldn't find the soap. I was like, I just need to get out. And then I'm feeling the wall. And I had to work my way along the wall. To try and find the door to get out. Got spider webs. Like, it was disgusting. I was freaking out and I finally got the door and I finally got out. When I burst out into the sun, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm here. Oh, my God, it's great. And then I said, Noni, I've got to go back in. And they had sanitizer at the front and I'm just sanitizing hands up the arms. I did some mouthwash, gurgled that. Like, it was disgusting.
Wow.
I didn't realize when you went in, they had one of those lights you have to press it. And it's like a timer light.
Oh,
I didn't press it. You just went in.
Oh.
But even those ones you push, they're on like a timer.
I know.
So you've got like 2 minutes in, out, done.
That's right. You've got to
get straight to the point.
Oh, never again. I'm taking one of those little shiwis. So I could take it in the car with me and I don't have to stop at a
Next
Saturday.
Time, bring a light as well. I mean, if you had a shone a light at those walls, you may have seen other things on those walls.
Ooh.
Yeah. People do a lot of things in those toilets.
It was gross. It was gross. Should have taken my phone to the toilet. At least would have had a torch.
Your hands look a bit stinky.
I know. I actually still feel a bit dirty.
Yeah.
I've had 3 baths, 2 showers.
We all need a wash now.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
My husband's put a food ban on me.
Oh, really?
Yes. He has forbidden me to eat salt and pepper squid.
Why? I love salt
and
pepper
squid. That's the best.
I know. And it's a particular salt and pepper squid from up the road here that I like to pop in and get every now and then on my way home from work, and I'll eat it in the car. Now, the problem with this salt and pepper squid is apparently when I eat it in the car, after it gets taken out, the smell remains. And it stinks. And he will hop in the car and go, "What? Oh, did you get that squid again? It stinks in here." And I've always been like, "Oh, you're so sensitive. It's fine." Until I did it last week, and then I got in the car after the weekend, and when I hopped in, I went, Oh, he's right. It's like that smell. Yeah. It's kind of like it gets sucked into the upholstery. Yeah. And it just stinks. But I just love it. And now I'd go, oh, gosh. But good luck to my husband wanting to kiss me after I eat that stuff. But
stinky.
It's so stinky, but I love it. I can't stop. I'm just going to have to eat it and just sit outside of the car and then hop in afterwards. But you know that food, there's stuff you know smells bad, but it just tastes so good.
Can we also have a ban here in this building?
Yes.
For, you know, could you bring in stinky food in here as well, by the way? Okay, you've never brought in squid, but what you did do, one day you came in here with Brussels sprouts, you went down to the microwave, you reheated Brussels. Who brings Brussels sprouts to work? The smelliest... The smelliest of all food.
Did that smell?
Oh, come on. Brussels sprouts smells like... Ugh. It's
like
disgusting.
Dirty, like dirty, wet socks.
A combination of socks and farts all combined together. Like in the perfect creation of a smell. You've come in here with fish, like random... I think you had tuna in here one day. You come in with different soups that are all sorts of variations of soups. And you'll sit here in the room. I'm sorry.
Now, I was just starting with like one food band in my car. And now I feel like we've got a whole smorgasbord here. It's a buffet. Of food bands.
Tell us how you really feel, Damon.
And let's get into the way you eat it as well. Because you will eat the tuna and drop it on the floor. And then we'll walk on it and leave it here forever. So I think this ban for stinky food needs to extend beyond your house into this building as well. Yes.
All right. Okay.
I'm glad I got that off my chest.
Thank you. I'm glad you did too. Okay. Just tell me how you really feel. You've been bottling that up for a couple of years, haven't you?
It's been a while. Okay.
People love stinky stuff, though. My cousin, she loves stinky cheese, and like the stinkier the better.
Oh, blue cheese.
Yeah, and so you can open her fridge, and as soon as you open the fridge, you just get hits with it. It's like this green cloud of stinky cheese moldiness comes and smacks you in the face.
No, any cheese stinks as far as
I'm. Do you have anything that, like, obviously, you know, I've got some issues with the food choices that I make when it comes to how they affect the senses, but do you have anything like that's...
Eileen is half Tongan, her mother's Tongan.
Yes.
And they make taro.
It's like a sweet potato we
kind of
thing.
It's kind of, so root vegetable. Anyway, you put it in a pot and you boil it. It stinks. Like, it absolutely, when I come into the house and I go, oh no, the taro's on. And I know it's like it's a staple of the diet and apparently it's really good for you. But it is rotten. Like,
you hate
rancid.
Taro Tuesdays, don't you?
It's disgusting. That's about it. Well, look, I mean, I eat just lovely smelling food myself.
Now, why don't we flip it? Why don't we flip it this morning? So instead of all the stuff that Damo hates, what about the stinkies that you love? What's the stinky stuff you love? Give
stinky
us one. Throw
stuff
one at
that
me.
I love.
Anchovies, no?
No, I hate anchovies. No.
Parmesan cheese.
Any cheese I don't like. You know what I love? I love the smell of a good curry. Like, you know, the rich... Oh, you know what I love? I love the smell of garlic. A lot of people are... I would eat garlic all by itself. I don't care. You know, just a spoonful of garlic.
Straight in the mouth. Okay.
All right. Well, we've got this up on our Facebook page, but we'd love you to give us a buzz this morning. We'll flip that one. What stinky food do you absolutely love?
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I love my Brussels sprouts. I like my tuna. My husband's banned me from eating salt and pepper squid in the car because it just smells so much.
Well, we all love fish and chips as well. But even vinegar... You know, it stinks out of car. Anything like that will just, you know, and you're stuck with that smell forever. I understand the ban. Yeah. I get it.
So we're talking about stinky food this morning.
You load up the Pinocchio's pizza with extra anchovies.
Oh, yeah. People
bring it home in the car.
Anchovies.
There's a lot of comments on this Facebook post about durian. I had to look it up, and it's like a fruit that smells like, they call it vomit-flavoured custard.
Jed?
Yes.
It's funny you bring that up because actually I meant to say to you on numerous occasions, I think you should try it on the show one day, all right? If I hunt it down and get one, will you eat it on the show? Because apparently it's an experience. You love your smelly food.
Well, it says it smells like raw sewage.
As I say, you love your smelly food. If I can get you one, will you eat it?
I will.
Say yes.
I will, but I don't know if I'm that hardcore, but yes.
Say
will.
Yes, say yes,
yes. Yes.
Okay, done. All right, Paul, tell us a bit about your stinky food.
No, this is a beauty. This is an absolute beauty. I was working on site. I got to site one morning, got there nice and early.
Yeah.
Anyway, working away, it's come lunchtime. I thought I'll go to the toilet, take my lunch with me. Nice peen ham soup, you know, fresh homemade peen ham soup. Oh, it was beautiful. So absolutely smelled gorgeous. Anyway, so ducked up into the office, put the pea and ham soup in their microwave, ducked into the toilet, come out of the toilet, and everybody's looking at me. Everybody's just looking at me because they can smell this pea and ham soup, and I'm just getting these death stares. They were all Muslim.
Oh, all right. Yeah, so that's...
They were all Muslim. And I'm like, I didn't know. And I'm like, I didn't know. And I'm trying to make I'll buy you a new microwave. I'll buy you.
Sorry. Yeah. That's definitely the wrong crowd to heat up some ham in.
Yeah. Unfortunate choice. Yeah.
All right, Paul. Gorgeous. It smelled great.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate the call. We're going to head to Mandy. We're talking about those foods that you absolutely love.
Stinky food, Mandy. What's your fave?
Deviled eggs.
What did you say? Devil eggs?
Yeah, they're like hard-boiled eggs and then you curry the yolks and put it back in the white.
So good.
Yeah, my kids hate it and I get myself a damn hour to watch TV and eat in silence because they won't come out of their rooms.
That is awesome. I love it how you're using your stinky food as like a decoy and a reason.
A deterrent.
Yeah, deterrent. It's a kid repellent. Fantastic.
Yep. I mean, sometimes I don't even feel like it, but I just make it because I just need a bit of quiet.
Wow.
I
love it.
There you go.
So good.
Okay, appreciate the call, Mandy. Thank you. You can get us anytime on 4275 1965.
I'm so going to make deviled eggs.
I've just sent an email out to Barry the Boss and Dino right here in front to source a durian for you to eat live on air, the stinkiest fruit in the world.
It says raw sewage. That's what it smells like. Well, I don't know if
so does your Brussels sprouts, by the way.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien and Jade's Topic Train is coming. Damien and Jade's Topic Train. Topic Train.
Yeah, the old Topic Train where we toss around a few of the stories making headlines today. In fact, this one's going to get you guys. You ready for this? Number one story, news.com.au this morning, and why not with everything skyrocketing around us, petrol prices through the roof.
Ridiculous.
Cost of living pressures are continuing to mount for Aussie families, but one expert has revealed you can start saving money immediately and reducing your debt. This is financial planner Maddie Hearn recommends the first thing you've got to cut are those forgettable comforts, things like buying a coffee on your way to work in the morning, that type of stuff. Like, you've got to cut that out, and that money is going to add up. I know you're a machine with this kind of stuff. You're always ringing around for better rates, right?
Well, actually, no, genuinely, because you get set in your ways and you're paying things all the time. I heard Eileen, my wife, the other day, pick up one of those telesales calls.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that we normally hang up and say, no, not interested.
Yeah.
She's talking away to the guy, and I'm like, "What? Why are you engaging with this guy? Why?
Don't encourage them.
Do not, because we're going to get loads of them." As it turns out, she reduced our gas bill by 50%. We changed provider.
Wow.
50%. It was a big change because we don't use gas, but we're paying a lot for it. So there was that. Reduced a home loan rate as well just by ringing up the bank and saying, "Hey, I think you're giving us a crappy rate. Can you do better?"
And they did.
And they knocked a percent and a half off.
That's amazing.
You know, so you've got to actually just get on the phone and do it.
Answer the scam calls and then do your own ringing around.
Well, look, I'm not encouraging all the scam calls. I won't be answering.
Tread carefully. Good stuff.
Well, I know that for us, all I need to do, and I haven't done it yet, is like your phone provider. Like you can get like a SIM card that's like a fraction of the cost of what I'm paying now on a plan, and it's the same provider. Yeah. It's like you do the Audi thing, and because we've got Telstra, because Telstra in Jamboree, it's the only one you can get.
Right.
But you can get the Audi SIM, which is $45 a month, and the provider is Telstra for that Audi SIM.
All right.
So I've got to do that. I've talked about it. I haven't done it yet. But
also for families, consolidating your phones is a really, really good thing. Because I have to say, in our house, the kids are getting a bit older, so they've all got phones and they're on different plans. But we consolidate it all with one provider and reduce our cost by a whopper
amount. That's big. Another thing that we're doing that I've just done is getting rid of subscriptions. Because like we had Netflix, Stan, Paramount, Apple, so many. I'm like, we're paying like $50 a month on streaming services.
Yeah, true.
So we just ditched them. We just got one now. We've got Netflix. So we'll have Netflix for a month. We'll binge watch all the shows on that. And then we'll go to Stan next one. But plus we have Foxtel. Yeah. So actually, I've just gone back to the good old Foxtel. I love I love it.
Okay.
It's plenty. It's all we need.
Some good hips, good tips, some good hacks there. Hey, look, here's one, which I think you mentioned in Buzz this morning, but a plaster cast of Jimi Hendrix, so the legendary Jimi Hendrix guitarist. A plaster cast of his pecker is set to be put on display at the Icelandic Phallological Museum.
Yeah, which, of course, phallic is like... penis. Who knew that someone had a plaster cast?
Who knew that pecker was still a word?
Yeah. And who knew there was a museum?
This is all part of the collection from Cynthia Albatron.
Yeah.
She's done plaster casts of a whole heap of celebrities' peckers and
she said Jimi Hendrix was the biggest. Not the biggest, but the biggest star.
Yeah. So look, I'm happy to do the ring around and try and help you guys out. But
I'm going to see if someone has any plaster in Paris.
If you get the call up, what body part are we plaster casting of Jaden Damien?
Oh, God.
Well, you know, a lot of people say I've got a nice ass, so.
Oh, my God.
Well, eyelids say
See, I don't. So, I've got a back with a crack. So, what else is anything that I want to have immortalised in plaster on my body at the moment?
I've got a strange-looking nose as well. I think it should go down in history. It's a little bit lopsided, so, you know, I think as a piece of history, it should get plaster casted.
Okay. Snout and buttocks.
Yeah.
Okay. Consider your order locked in.
The bum and your snores.
Let's just go with the nose, all right?
No, I heard bum. We're doing your bum.
Bums don't look like much. It's just like two little oval things.
Maybe we can turn it into a pot plant. We can turn it upside down and turn it into a pot plant.
There you go. Yeah. Okay.
We're doing it. We're going to sell it off for charity.
That's a place to put your bike.
Yeah. I like
it. The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
We're in for a cold, long winter.
Well, I was talking to my friends over the weekend. They're expecting snow just in the Southern Highlands, just down the road, this week.
And it's not even winter yet, technically.
we're still in May.
We're
only coming into it. Look, it is going to be absolutely freezing.
Yes.
And for that reason, we decided we would bring back this.
Wave FM's hoodies for the homeless. We are the people we've been waiting
for. Last year, we launched hoodies for the homeless in order to try and help people in our community who are doing it tough, who have nowhere to sleep at night, who are really struggling. And, you know, the stats are still the same. 1,600 people on any given night in New South Wales are homeless, and that does not include the hidden homeless. These are the people who are couch surfing, sleeping in cars.
Yeah. On trains.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
There's no doubt. And you know what? All you got to do is feel the cold at night. Can you imagine having nowhere to sleep, having no way of keeping yourself warm in that sort of weather? It's just terrible. And there are people who do it every single night.
Yeah.
So,
and this was an amazing initiative last year. I think over 6,000 hoodies were donated by the people of the Illawarra. Yeah. And it all started with your son and a class project.
My son Jarvis happened to do a class project about homelessness.
Yeah.
That's all it was. And he was talking to me about it. And I was like, oh my goodness me. I had no idea that those were the numbers that we actually dealt with here.
Yeah.
I caught up with him over the weekend because after we did it last year, I never got his response. I never heard what he thought of the whole thing. Here's what he said.
Oh, yeah, it was so good. I was amazed at the response and everyone working together to help out the homeless. It was good to hear that a lot of people were caring for the homeless and I know they really appreciated it.
Yeah, no, I mean, what he said there is he was blown away and so was I. So we were all blown away with the fact that the community got so much behind it. It was like, I think everyone just realised, hey, wait a minute, that could be my next one. That could be anyone we know that is in that position. On the final day, we delivered a truckload of, I think it was 6,800 hoodies. And Robin from St. Vinny's, she was just blown away by it.
Oh, my God. That is absolutely crazy. I remember when we first were told that this campaign was happening and talking about, you know, how we're splitting up amongst the van, Coniston side, our conferences were like, okay, so a couple hundred we could do here, there. Yep, okay, that can work. And then when we're starting to go into the thousands, absolutely unbelievable effort. Thank you so much to obviously Wave FM, but the entire community, all the businesses, all the schools. To see that it's come from one person, you know, one person's idea to get this going shows that every person can have an impact.
Yeah.
So all those small little things add up and can be just that one small turning point that difference in their life to keep moving forward.
100%. So the homelessness problem has not gone away, but we can do our little bit to help this winter.
Absolutely.
So what you need to do tonight, go and have a look through your cupboards, get the kids to have a look through their cupboards as well. Any, not just hoodies, but whether you might have tracksuit pants, you might have socks, you might have beanies, gloves, any warm winter clothes that are good quality that you can donate and pass on to those less fortunate this year, because, you know, homelessness affects anyone, men, women, children as well. So we want to do our bit to help them out in some small way.
And we're going to organise places where you can drop off all these. We want schools to get involved. Right now, you can also, you can just come straight to Wave FM here in Warrawong, drop off whatever you've got right away. You can do that right now. Just turn up with whatever you've got. And as Jade said, we're talking across the board. It doesn't have to be just hoodies. It's just anything to keep someone warm.
That's right. Yeah. So we're kicking it off, officially kicking it off. We've got a Wave FM jumper here, a cool Wave FM jumper, and also a couple of pairs of Wave FM socks.
That's
so
right.
Officially kicking off Wave FM's hoodies for the homeless for 2022.
Beautiful. We have started at the Illawarra, and over the next few days, when you get a chance, go through the cupboards and be a part of this.
Yes.
A lot of people are certainly going to appreciate it with a really cold winter coming our way across the Illawarra. All the details on hoodies for the homeless, check it out at wavefm.com.au.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5am on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.